Hello, this is Benevolent Heretic replying to Yarkofen in the War on Fat thread on BelowTopSecret.com. Okay, so I'm reading over your post here, and you say, when you see overweight parents feeding their overweight kids, it makes me sick. I have to be honest, it's just so incredibly sad to me. I'm sorry if you don't agree. And the thing is, I do agree. I totally agree. There are several things that I hate to see parents doing to their kids, and that's one of them, teaching them how to be fat. I think it's horrible. I just don't think it's any of my business. I just think that's their life. And so, you know, that's why I wouldn't be for any kind of penalty against them. You know, some parents teach their kids, some parents beat their kids, some parents teach their kids to be insecure. Some parents teach their kids to be jerks. You know, some parents let their kids run all over restaurants. And I really hate to see it too. I really hate to see, especially young kids, being fat, because they're going to have to deal with that all their lives. And it's not that I disagree with you about that. It's just that I don't think it's any of my business how another person is or lives their life or raises their children. You say, you know, you want to live as long as you can, and anything you can do to add to your time here on earth, you'll do. And not all people feel that way. It's not that they want to die. It's just that they want to make different choices. You know, to me personally, I don't have any desire to extend my life as long as I possibly can, you know, to stay on this earth. I just don't have that in me that it's that important to stay here. Hey, when my time comes and I'm ready to go. I'm not at all afraid of dying. I'm not at all thinking that I'm going to leave something behind. You know, I'll die when I die. I'm not going to try to prolong my life as long as I can, you know, and some people just don't feel the same way that you do about that. And it's not that I want to die. I don't. I mean, I don't have a death wish or anything. I just want to have a good time while I'm here. And, you know, to some people that means eating at McDonald's or whatever. And, you know, skydivers get an adrenaline rush. Well, you know, I've read a lot of books. I study psychology just in my life, not in any sort of structured way, but people who are overweight and eat a lot get some kind of a high out of that. I don't know if you've ever heard a book called When Food Is Love. It was a very popular book. They get something out of overeating. And it's just, you know, it's their trip, it's their road, it's their path. So who am I? I've got my own path. Who am I to say, well, these people shouldn't be doing that, or they should want to live as long as they can like I do, or like you do in this case? Let's see, you say you don't think you could find a single person to say they're glad they're fat. Yeah, I agree with you. Maybe they enjoy eating and need food to comfort them, but they aren't getting an adrenaline rush on being fat. No, but they're getting it on eating. They're getting it while they're eating. You know, just like the skydiver. He gets it while he's doing it. While he's doing that dangerous activity. You say it's about quality of life. In your previous paragraph, it's about quantity of life. You want to be around as long as you can. Some people, they think they're living quality. You know, some people who are fat. And I know you don't understand that. You're probably, you know, a fit person. So I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not saying that being fat is a good thing or anything like that. I'm just saying it's not that much different than these other things in life. But you can just see it. You know, when a guy walks in a room, you can't tell he's a skydiver or he's a big risk taker or he's a gambler or he's a drinker or he's a smoker or anything else. But when a fat person walks in the room, they're saying, hello, here is my issue. You know, everybody has issues. Everybody has, you know, whether it's an addiction or no self-confidence or, you know, there are plenty of problems to go around, and we all have them. but you can't see them on most people. But when a fat person comes into a room, they're carrying it out there for everybody to see. Here's my problem. You know, and I don't exactly feel sorry for fat people because, you know, they make their choices. I guess I just don't like to see anybody pick on one issue and say, hey, these people are messed up, or that they should be doing something different, when we all have our stuff to deal with. I'm sure you've got something. I can't see it, but I'm sure you've got some kind of life issues you're dealing with, or you're young, you will deal with them. I'm over twice your age, probably. Yeah. So you'll see. I just believe life is a path that we each have our own, and we each should just deal with our own. And I don't disagree with you, hun. Anyway, thanks for listening.